In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
From the book of Deuteronomy. Moses spoke to the people, saying, "When the priest takes the basket from your hand and sets it down before the altar of the Lord your God, you shall make this response before the Lord your God. A wandering Aramean was my ancestor. He went down into Egypt and lived there as an alien, few in number, and there he became a great nation, mighty and populous. When the Egyptians treated us harshly and afflicted us by imposing hard labor on us, we cried to the Lord, the God of our ancestors. The Lord heard our voice and saw our affliction, our toil, and our oppression. The Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, with a terrifying display of power, and with signs and wonders. And he brought us into this place and gave us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. So now I bring the first of the fruit of the ground that you, O Lord, have given me." And Moses continued, "You shall set it down before the Lord your God and bow down before the Lord your God." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Be with me, Lord, when I am in trouble. Be with me, Lord, when I am in trouble. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High and abides in the shade of the Almighty says to the Lord, my refuge, my stronghold, my God in whom I trust. Be with me, Lord, when I am in trouble. Upon you no evil shall fall, no plague approach where you dwell. For you, as God commanded his angels, to keep you in all your ways. Be with me, Lord, when I am in trouble. They shall bear you upon their hands, lest you strike your foot against a stone. On the lion and the viper you will tread, and trample the young lion and the dragon. Be with me, Lord, when I am in trouble. Since he clings to me in love, I will free him. Protect him, for he knows my name. When he calls, I shall answer, I am with you. I will save him in distress and give him glory. Be with me, Lord, when I am in trouble.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, what does Scripture say? The word is near you, on your lips and in your heart. That is the faith, the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For one believes with the heart, and so is justified. And one confesses with the mouth, and so is saved. The Scripture says, no one who believes in him will be put to shame, for there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all, and is generous to all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Jesus was filled with the Holy Spirit as he returned from the Jordan. And the Holy Spirit led him into the desert, and there to be tempted by the devil for 40 days. During that time he ate nothing. And when the time was past, he was hungry. And the devil said to him, if you truly are the Son of God, command that this stone turn into a loaf of bread. Jesus said, people do not live by bread alone. Then the devil took him higher up, and in an instant he showed him all the nations and the wealth of the world. And he said to him, I will give you power and authority over all of this. It has been put into my hands, and I can give it to anyone I choose. You must kneel down and worship me. Jesus said, it is written, the Lord God shall you worship, and the Lord God alone shall you serve. Then the devil took him to Jerusalem, to the parapet of the temple. And he said to him, "If you truly are the Son of God, throw yourself down. For it is written in the Scriptures, 'He has given his angels charge over him.' And in another place it says, 'On their hands they will bear you up, lest you dash your foot against the stone.'" Jesus said, "It is written in the Scriptures, 'You shall not put the Lord your God to the test.'" When all the temptations were finished, the devil left him, only to return again at a more opportune moment. The Gospel of the Lord.